ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. We want to continue in our series on the new era, and just in hindsight, Sunday we talked a bit about what I entitled the double portion. Our characters were Elijah and Elisha, and their journey in the transfer of the mantle, and how they went from Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho across the Jordan, and there it was where the mantle was transferred. And you've heard me say in services gone by that God has an armory. Our spiritual dad has taught us on this. God has an armory of anointings and mantles that in this hour in which we live are going to be released again on the church. But it'll be to those that, if I can use the word, qualify. It's not just coming, you know, inadvertently on everything. God's going to pour out the Spirit on all flesh, but there are going to be mantles. As Elisha received Elijah's mantle. Now remember, Gehazi forfeited that mantle. And it actually went on to someone else that had no name. So let me start here tonight with how Elijah told Elisha, if you see me, then you will receive the mantle, you'll receive your request, but if you don't see me, then you won't receive it. So there's possibility that we can be disqualified. Say amen, lights. It's true. We don't want to be disqualified. Paul said he ran his race a certain way, lest after he preach, he be a reprobate or he be disqualified. So we want to conduct our life, though we're not perfect beings, we want to conduct our life in a manner that won't disqualify us. Amen? That we won't disqualify ourselves. Say amen for real in here. Getting sad already. It's going to be all right. We're going to, you know. Where are you going with this? I'm coming to your house. Because I don't want you to be disqualified. Amen. Two thieves hung on the cross with Jesus. One mocked him and said, you be the Son of God. Get us down from here. His cross had caused him to become bitter. But the other told him to be quiet. We are guilty. And he said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. His cross somehow made him better. It turned him toward God. So it's up to you. No one else controls your life at the end of the day. Now we've dealt with stuff here. And I'm going to delve into this. Not now. We're going to do something probably here at the church if and when the Lord will. Because there's too much, I'm going to call it paralysis of the emotions. Some stuff it gets old after a while. But if you're in the dark about things, there are paradigms, things that consistently happen that keep you like a hamster on a little wheel. And the enemy would have it so, where you're just on that wheel, a lot of motion going nowhere, a lot of argument going nowhere, same old thing. So we need to, especially those that have suffered or experienced trauma, the enemy and a lot of other things try to keep you camping around that trauma, your whole life based upon that trauma. And so you're not really you. This is the problem. I'm going to the message, but this is the problem today. People know what they are, but they don't know who they are. You'll get that after a while. You just pray about that and ask God to just show you. People know what they are. You know, a lot of, let's say, rappers, people, they have nicknames. That they know what they are, but they don't really know who they are. And that's the issue today, even with the church. The church knows we the church. Or no, they don't. They know what they are, but they don't really know who they are. And enemy will really try to hide that identity from you so that you are caught up in all kind of paradigms and cycles and stuck on traumatic emotion where you were traumatized. It's like a legalistic, if I may say it this way, a legalistic church. And this is not a knock on any particular church, but just I know where I came from. But legalism will cause you to crystallize. You won't go further. You'll crystallize in external rules and regulations. And it'll always block the movement of the Spirit. Amen. A little law, a little grace. Jesus himself was the end of the law. He was the fulfillment. Nobody could fulfill the law. Amen. Jesus fulfilled the law. Amen. If you live in the law, you got to exercise every jot and tittle of the law or you are guilty of the whole law. Amen. So this thing has got to be by something else, and it's by grace. Amen. Through faith. Jesus was the end of the moral and the ceremonial law. Yes. He became the supreme sacrifice. We don't have to offer no bullocks, any turtle doves and all that stuff anymore. And the Judaizers or the people in Israel that are offering that, that doesn't make them any more saved. As a matter of fact, it doesn't make them saved. Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Offering a bullock or doing these different ceremonial things don't save you. Amen. There yet remains a veil. Jesus said, I come to my own and they receive me not. But there's one coming they're going to receive. When they receive him, then their eyes will be opened. So it's not law. It's grace. Only way you're going to grow is through grace. It makes it kind of scary because love, when you operate in love, you become vulnerable. Or you can get stiff and cold and, you know, you're austere and all that and protect yourself, but you're not moving in love. See, Jesus put himself out on the limb a lot of times. I'm not saying that we get foolish or trusting people you know you can't trust in that, but I'm talking about making yourself vulnerable, really loving like God would love and allowing God to do and protect you and guard you the way that he will when you love like he wants you to love. Not the filial, but the agape. Remember we did the message on the filial and the agape? Peter had the filial. And that's the type of love that honors you in that, but it's not the agape love that gives everything. Let me. This is called altar call right here. Because you see what's happening? Because iniquity is abounding, the love of many is waxing cold. People are becoming defensive, cynical, judgmental, prejudiced. Over these paradigms that are based upon your trauma. And the ones that are in the background, they're pulling the strings. They know when to press the button. And they know what the reaction will be. Every time. And it's time we get off that treadmill and back up and say, I'm in another kingdom. Amen. And I'm sorry if people feel like you need to be right out front hollering and screaming and throwing stuff. Not me. You're going to hear my voice another way. Because see, we got to go after the root of some stuff. This is centuries old. You know, my message tonight happens to be entitled Justice Served. But I'm not preaching on what happened here. It's another type of justice. justice will be served. God is a God of justice. Go with me to Psalm 101 verse 1. I just want to read one verse there to you. And I'm on a little rabbit trail. I've been studying this and I'm excited about it because I believe Holy Spirit is revealing and gracing me to put this together to where I can eventually teach it. It's going to deliver some people from generational, I'm going to say generational curses, generational mindsets, the victim mentality, you know, violence, sexual perversions. Once you hit the root of that thing, that tree, that root, that tree will rot. It'll bear no more fruit. But you got to find that. You got to stop just trying to pick the fruit. Amen. Do we have it? Psalm 101 verse 1. I want to just read some. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. Somebody say mercy,
mercy.
And judgment.
And judgment.
Say it again. Mercy,
mercy.
And judgment.
And judgment.
I read in Romans, I believe it is, where the Lord said he will have mercy upon whom he will have mercy. And he will have judgment upon whom he will have judgment. I want you to know something. In this hour in which we live, in this new era, there's going to be mercy, but there's also going to be judgment. And judgment is going to happen in the house of God as well as in the world. Amen. I said God is a God of mercy and judgment. And we are but the clay. What can the clay say to the potter? What you doing here? What are you making? No, it's the potter. Clay can't say what it wants to be. Amen. We just need to, amen, press in the God to a place where we know that we know that we know. Amen. So, somebody say justice. Come on, say it. Justice served. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 through 22. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 through 22. Now, Elisha has received the mantle, and he's returning, and he crosses the Jordan, and he goes to Jericho. It says, and the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord sees. But the water is naught, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse. Somebody say, a new cruse. And put salt therein. Somebody say, salt. And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. Okay, we're good. All right, let's take a look at that portion of scripture there. This is after the parting of the Jordan. This was the second miracle that was wrought by Elisha. Let's look at a little history here. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.